Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, September 19th. You'll be interested to know, 132 years ago, today in 1893, New Zealand became the first self-governing nation to grant women the right to vote in national elections, a landmark of human progress and equality. This inspiring achievement in Wellington, New Zealand, celebrates the power of inclusive democracy, and it paved the way for women's suffrage movements around the world, a shining moment of social advancement. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 64 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:45 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:28. It looks like we're in for a sunny Friday with a high near 77 and a light northwest wind at 6 to 9 miles per hour. Tonight, expect clear skies with a low around 51 and a gentle north wind at 8 miles per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be at 10:15 with a low tide at 4:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will be sunny with highs near 67 and light northeast winds around 6 miles per hour, becoming mostly clear and cool overnight near 48 with light south winds. Sunday stays sunny and a touch warmer near 69 with light north winds. Then Monday climbs to around 75 under sunny skies with southwest breezes near 8 miles per hour and lows Monday night near 59. Tuesday turns even warmer with mostly sunny skies and highs near 83. Then a slight chance of evening rain showers Tuesday night with lows near 63. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a bid to enhance public safety, Boston City Councilor Ed Flynn has proposed an ordinance to ban the use of mopeds and electric bicycles for third-party food delivery in the city. Flynn's office reported nearly daily incidents of reckless driving, including speeding over 20 miles per hour, riding on sidewalks, and ignoring stop signs and red lights. Residents expressed fears, stating, "It gets really scary when navigating the streets with delivery vehicles in the mix." Flynn emphasizes the pressing need for action, as pedestrian safety has long been a significant concern in Boston. Now on to sports. Clayton Kershaw announced his retirement after 18 seasons with the Dodgers, effective at the end of the season, capping off a Hall of Fame career with 3 Cy Young Awards. The 37-year-old left-hander is scheduled to take the mound Friday night at Dodger Stadium, potentially for the final time. Kershaw, a dominant pitcher, has more than 3,000 strikeouts and 2 World Series titles. Dodgers owner Mark Walter congratulated Kershaw on his career, stating it would lead to his induction into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And last night, on Thursday Night Football, the Bills beat the Dolphins in Buffalo 31-21. Josh Allen was 22 for 28, with 213 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, and 0 interceptions. Tua was 22 for 34. With 146 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. The Bills are now 3-0 as they remain at home next week to face the Saints. And on Sunday Night Football this week, we got the and two Chiefs in New York to face the 0-2 Giants. KC is favored by 6.5, with the over-under set at 45.5. Kickoff is at 8:20 on NBC. In college football tomorrow, the big game of the weekend is number 22, Auburn visiting number 11 Oklahoma. This SAC showdown has these 3-0 teams facing off at 3:30 Eastern on ABC. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Fenway Park, the Red Sox lost to the Athletics 5-3. Brent Rooker hit a 3-run homer in the first inning, and JT Ginn earned the win with 6 innings pitched and 5 strikeouts. Story homered in the 8th to close the gap. The Sox finished with 7 hits, 2 errors, and left 4 runners on base. The Red Sox record is now 83-70. Tonight, the Red Sox face the Rays in Tampa Bay for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Garrett Crochet, 16-5, with a 2.63 earned run average, goes against Drew Rasmussen, who is 10-5 with a 2.74. First pitch is at 7:35 at George M. Steinbrenner Field under clear skies with a temperature near 87 degrees. In top news, the Food and Drug Administration is urging shoppers to discard specific cookware products immediately due to lead leaching concerns. These items, made with alloys such as Hindalium and Indalium, should not be donated. The FDA has expanded its warning about imported aluminum and brass cookware that may release unsafe levels of lead into food. Newly identified brands sold at retailers in New York and Illinois include Patel Brothers, Indiaco, and Manon Supermarket. Lead exposure can cause serious health issues, particularly for children and pregnant individuals. The FDA advises discarding affected cookware instead of donating it. In business news, a Harvard Business School graduate was arrested Thursday on fraud charges, alleging he swindled fellow alumni out of over $4 million in a Ponzi scheme, even assuring one investor they would soon brag about their crazy gains at the school's reunion. Vladimir Artemanov, 46, was taken into custody in Elkridge, Maryland, and charged with securities, wire, and investment advisor fraud for allegedly carrying out the scheme from September 2021 through February 2024. An indictment unsealed in Manhattan federal court said Artemanov promised big returns and little risk to dupe former classmates into investing with him. U.S. Attorney Jay Clayton said Artemanov betrayed investors, including friends and former Ivy League classmates. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% for the week to about $117,000. Ethereum is down 0.5%. to just over 4,600. And XRP is up 0.5% to $3.08. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Big tech's artificial intelligence capital expenditures are soaring, raising concerns that companies may be overbuilding infrastructure before it can be monetized. One expert describes this trend as a risky gamble. Oracle Corporation's reported $300 billion deal with OpenAI is being scrutinized as a sign of robust spending or an overreach in the artificial intelligence sector. Professor Benjamin Lee warns that this overinvestment may lead to long-term challenges if demand for AI workloads diminishes. Despite this, the demand for data centers is currently booming, with industry leaders expressing confidence in future utilization. And in entertainment news, the new sequel, Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, comes at a time when musicians rarely reveal their unvarnished lives on film. Rob Reiner, the director, reflects on how the original This Is Spinal Tap rankled some bands upon its release in 1984. Tyler Wilson notes that the mockumentary taught artists to avoid hubris, a central theme in the film. The sequel aims to capture the reality of being a rock star, showcasing the struggles of aging band members. While music documentaries increase in number, they tend to favor mythology over truth-telling, according to producer Aaron Sachs. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and women's rights activist, Margaret Fuller. And she said, "If you have knowledge, let others light their candles in it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.